Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of knowledge, the virtues of ilm. And Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu qala sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul nadharallahu mra'an sami'a minna shay'an faballaghahu kama sami'ahu farubba muballighin u'a min sami'in rawahu tirmidhi. Hadir Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate the countenance of a person who hears something from me, who hears something from us and conveys it as he has heard it. So he hears it from us. In other words, he's hearing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's conveying it as he heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a person who receives a message retains more than the one who first heard it. It often happens that sometimes a person just giving the message, and the person that the person that is listening to the message, he practices at a different level. He takes that knowledge to a different level. Simple understanding or simple example. Sometimes you'll get the maktab, a small madrasa, who start teaching a child. But after a while, that child grows up to become a great qazi, a great alim, a great personality. So he gave him the simple message. But that child took it and he retained it, and the level that he understood it and the level that he had developed it to was something else. But who's going to get the reward for it is that person that gave him the message. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that don't think that we're giving a message to someone and that message will just be lost or there'll be no benefit. Sometimes the person that is receiving the message, that person's level of retention, that person's level of amal, that level, person's level of taqwa will be much more than the person that is even giving the message. And the first part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for such a person. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brighten the face, may Allah Pak illuminate the face, the countenance of such a person who hears something from me, hears something from us, and then he conveys it. So this teaches us something, that we want the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And something that we should do also is that we hear a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we hear some ayat of the Quran, some explanation, some tafsir that we understand. So we should try and teach it to those or share that message with others. Allah Pak has blessed us, Allah has given us this understanding. So we should also share it with others. The sharing with others brings about this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Pak brighten the face. In other words, may Allah Pak keep this person looking young. Everyone is trying to look young, everyone wants to look young. And a person feels nice when a person tells him that, you know what, you're looking so young, or you look much younger than your age. This is one way to get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to look young, is what you learn, what you get, try and share it with others as far as the deen is concerned. One of the fringe benefits, there shouldn't be our niyat, but one of the fringe benefits of this is a person will end up looking young because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man su'ila an ilmin fakatamahu uljima yawm al-qiyamati bilijamin min nar. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. Hadhrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who is asked about knowledge, that one who is asked a question, is asked something about knowledge, about ilm, and now what this person does, he conceals it. In other words, he got the knowledge, but he doesn't share it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning how dangerous this is. He's got ilm, somebody is asking him a question, but what this person is doing is he's concealing it, he's not giving the answer. What will happen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person will be bridled with a bridle of fire on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be bridled. You know, a horse has got a bridle. This person will be bridled with a bridle of fire on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because he used that mouth that he's supposed to be speaking about and giving the correct answer. He has used it and he has concealed it. So he has used it wrongly in the sense that he has concealed it. He hasn't given the person that answer. Ulama explain what is meant by this hadith. It is meant that necessary ilm that you had and somebody else wanted to know about it, but you didn't share it. For example, you knew about salah and you knew how to perform salah. Somebody asked you to tell me, how do I perform salah, what do I do? But you concealed it, you didn't share that knowledge. This was necessary ilm, this was important ilm. Either it got to do with a person's aqidah, with the aqaid of people, or it got to do with the amal of people that are necessary. That type of ilm, if you conceal it, then this is the warning, this is the wa'id that comes in the hadith, that uljima bi lijamin min nar yawm al-qiyamah, that the person will be bridled with the bridle of fire on the day of Qiyamah. However, if a person has got other knowledge, for example, a person is well versed as far as the weather is concerned, is well versed as far as the flights of airplanes are concerned, is well versed as far as cars are concerned, somebody asks him about those things, now it's not absolutely necessary for that person to know about it. If a person conceals that ilm, then it is permissible. It is no harm. Obviously, if it will benefit that person, then why not share it with him? But if you don't, then this doesn't come under the purview of this hadith. This hadith is something that is necessary for a person to know that you conceal. Another thing ulama explain is sometimes it is necessary to conceal certain things from certain people. Not every person is able to understand everything. So certain person, depending on his level, then ilm should be given, or knowledge of ilm should be given to that person according to his level. Every person is unable to understand everything at one level. Every person is unable to practice at one level. Different people, they are different situations. In Abu Dawud Sharif, it comes in the chapter on fasting, that one old person came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is it permissible for me to kiss my wife whilst I am fasting? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that it's permissible. And then a young person had come, a young person had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, is it permissible to kiss my wife whilst fasting? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, no. Same question was asked, two different people, two different answers were given. Why? Because the young person will be unable to restrain himself, and perhaps he may fall into some sin, some guna, that he may break his fast. But the old person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understood his level, and according to his level, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the answer to him. So sometimes, depending on the person that is asking, sometimes it is necessary to conceal that knowledge. This hadith is talking about that which is necessary for the person to practice. And often you'll get people asking questions that are not even necessary, totally unnecessary. One common question that ulama explain under this is that you'll get a person asking that when I go to the moon, and when I'm at the moon, which direction do I face? Which direction do I face? North, northeast, northwest? Because from the moon, which direction is the Kaaba Sharif? So when the ulama explain this question, then my Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he gives an answer like this. He said, I tell the person is when all your flights are booked, and just 2 hours before you can take off for the moon, ask me that question and I'll give you the answer. In other words, that question that is very, very unlikely, improbable, why waste your time coming to know? Why waste your time asking about it? Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi, when people would ask him questions like this, that are totally unrelated to a person, totally unnecessary, and this happens often. Sometimes when a person is going for Hajj, he'll find that people got free time. Way, way questions, far distant questions they'll think about. One person asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi, is there were two people, one woman's brother and one woman's husband. So her brother-in-law and husband were going together on journey. And what had happened was, one person came, robber came, and he chopped both the necks off. So both the heads he chopped, and they both had passed away. So one pious person was going past, he seen the scene. So he took the brother-in-law's head and he put it on the husband's body. And he put the husband's head on the brother-in-law's body. And now they both came back to life through the barakat of this pious person. Now, will it be permissible for this woman to still remain with her husband? Because he got the head of the brother, but they got the body of the husband. So will it be permissible? So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi said, bring both those people to me and then I'll give you the masla. So when Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi would be asked questions like this, then he would reply to the person. He won't answer the question, but he'll reply, Allah Pak has sent us into this world so that we can use our time usefully, not so that we can waste time on questions like this and things that are totally unrelated, totally hypothetical, that don't even relate to us. Don't even ask these types of questions. So when it comes to questions, we should always ask things that relate to us, things that will benefit us. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.